A mochi moment from Mark, who writes, I just want to thank you for making GLP-1s affordable. What would have been over $1,000 a month is just $99 a month with Mochi. Money shouldn't be a barrier to healthy weight. 3 months in, and I have smaller jeans and a bigger wallet. You're the best. Thanks, Mark. I'm Myra Amit, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Mark is a Mochi member compensated for his story.
I'm John Batchelor. Simon Constable, my good colleague from the south of France, is here. But Simon hails from the UK, and we need to go there because I need an interpretation. The interpretation I need is there was a very large turnout of people in London on Sunday, Saturday, Sunday of the weekend. And the BBC said 100,000. The protesters, and that's what they were doing, was protesting, said 3 million. So somewhere in between. Why not? However, what made it especially ripe is that the next day, the Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, declared the marchers plastic patriotism. It's a puzzle. I won't solve that one. So I'll go to the remarks that I saw on video package turned on migration. And we know that that is a hot topic. But there's also the matter of protesting in general, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, anything that to do to challenge the government. And by that, I mean the Labour Party that is in dominant form in Parliament. So two tracks. First, Simon, who is Tommy Robinson? Because I saw a very well-spoken man with the accent of Labour behind a big, big banner that read remigration, which is a way of saying deport the people who are here having crossed the English Channel. And the young man was speaking feverishly, and everybody around him was nodding their head. But I understand he's called Tommy Robinson, but that's not his name. Who is he?
Yes, he's a very interesting guy and a very charismatic man who manages to get people roused up about things that they didn't like already. His real name is Stephen Christopher Yaxley Lennon, but he goes by Tommy Robinson. And when he has rallies and when he has led rallies in the past, there is a tendency for some violence to break out. And that really is a bit of a problem for a lot of British people, but not for everybody, obviously. Some of what he says makes a heck of a lot of sense, and some of what he says doesn't. And that makes him kind of an interesting character. He's well-liked by the people that really like him. And obviously, a lot of people showed up, even if it wasn't 3 million. You know, 100,000 is a lot, you know, to go out on the cold streets of Britain, because it's getting cold there now, I hear from my friends. He's an interesting guy. He is part of a new political party that is on the right that is going to be registered with the government soon. It's called Advance UK, and we'll see how that goes. But that violence situation where he's been associated with rallies that have had violence is not going to do well, I think, over the long term. We'll see.
Let's go to Parliament then, because if he's registering a new party, they'll be turning up in the next election, whenever that is. But local elections start first. My reading of Parliament right now is that it comes down to confidence in Sir Keir Starmer, which is not strong in his own Labour Party, if I read the road signs correctly. Sir Keir Starmer has made a number of errors in his first year as PM. I'm thinking that it turns on migration mostly, but otherwise taxes and his choice of Chancellor of the Exchequer has made a series of faux pas about what she will and will not tax. There's disorder in tax codes. However, it's Starmer that all the attention is given to, and I read now in the London Telegraph, which is associated with the Conservatives over generations, that there is talk in the Labour Party of replacing Starmer. And the headline points to the mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham, leading a protest movement against Keir Starmer. There's a party conference at the end of the month. What is that, Simon? Party conference. They go to the seaside, they sit around and pat each other on the back. What is Labour going to do?
Well, they don't necessarily go to the seaside, but oftentimes they do. They go to somewhere in the country and they have a big conference and people make speeches in that conference. But it's also a way to get everybody together, not just the members of parliament and the ministers and the secretaries and all that sort of stuff. It's the bigger party, getting them all together to communicate with each other. As recently as last week, I was hearing Labour Party members, not members of Parliament, but members of the party, were saying they didn't think that Keir Starmer would last past May next year. He could walk the plank well before that, because people are pretty upset with him and what he's done. And we're talking about the people who supported him, the Labour Party members.
The MP for Manchester Central is named Lucy Powell. And according to the rumor out of Labour, this is coming from Manchester. She's the MP for Manchester Central, which is Labour's heart. She is in line and leading in the polling to be deputy leader of the Labour Party. You will remember Ms. Rayner has resigned that post, and there's a temporary Mr. Lammy in the place now. However, Ms. Burnham is an Oxbridge-approved Labour voice, and she is liked very much by Manchester's mayor, who's launched a new campaign group, Mainstream. And this in the Telegraph: amid growing speculation that Sir Keir Starmer will not last until the next election. Now, is this unusual, Simon? We have about a minute.
It's very unusual for the Labour Party to get rid of a prime minister who is in office. Not so in the Conservative Party, but for the Labour Party, they tend to stick around for a long time.
And in challenging Sir Keir Starmer, certainly they know they're weakening the party in some fashion. So they're ready for the fight. Is that it?
They are ready for a fight. They have to be ready for a fight. He is not doing the Labour Party any good service at the moment. He is leading a group of MPs that don't agree with him, and the public don't agree with him either.
And the Tories are nowhere. So we're looking at for a Labour versus Labour fight here. That's what we anticipate. The party conference will show that fight.
I think it will. I think it will show more behind the scenes, but I think a lot of journalists will get some information out of that. And I think that will go on until they get a new and better prime minister, a leader of the Labour Party who can actually lead. And that hasn't been happening for the past year or so.
Simon Constable in the south of France observing tumult in the Labour Party back in the UK with the president of the United States at a state dinner for the moment, celebrating what was once upon a time a very happy land.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, "For years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.